man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Folks, you know, the best thing about this show might just be that intro song right there. I enjoy that. Really, I enjoy just listening to that. Hey, what show is that? Well, this is the Trump Phenomenon here on April 21st, 2020. And I'm James Kelso. For the next hour, we'll be live. You can join us at 800-313-9443, and I'll make a little promise to myself here. I won't. If you call in, I won't make you wait. I'll put you on quickly today. So I know. I see you all now running to the phone. Don't knock each other over on the way to the phone. That's right. If you call in, I will put you on right away. Let me just look here. Let me see. I'll interrupt myself to put you on. Okay. This doesn't happen all the time, so take advantage of it while it's there. So I'll be watching my caller board here, which is displayed for me by the Republic Broadcasting Network engineers down there in Round Rock, Texas, and to keep your support coming for that tremendous service. I've done all kinds of radio in my, oh my gosh, I started in 2003, so that's 17 years of radio. And I can tell you that real radio, which involves a bricks and mortar studio with living, breathing, perspiring engineers is a whole lot better than do-it-yourself basement radio. So I'm not in the basement anymore. I'm on the second floor of my studio here, looking out my window. And I'm looking into Minnesota, believe it or not. I'm in North Dakota, but I can actually look across the Red River into Minnesota. And I don't see anybody. I'm looking out there now. I don't see any bodies. I don't see anybody passed out. I don't hear any ambulances. I don't see any cops or blue lights anywhere. So apparently we're doing fine here in North Dakota. But you wouldn't know that listening to the losers with the Bill Gates vaccine everybody, vaccinate everybody crowd. So we'll talk a little bit about that today. And it's a president had another great news conference today with his group of people. He's the only one interesting or worth listening to in that group. And he fried the media again. So he acquitted himself well in that regard. But we've just, I'll tell you what, the theme for today's show, come on, let's get this thing over with. Let's get back. Let's get the Trump train chugging away here again. Chugga, 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 chugga. Ooh, ooh, we got to get this baby rolling down the clickety-clack, down the tracks. There was only so many, you know, it seems like a lifetime, doesn't it? When did this corona BS started? Beginning of March. When was he? I mean, just recall how amazing it was when Donald Trump issued his ban on travel from red communist China, lying, dirty dog, rat China. It's a complicated name to that nation. There had not yet been a U.S. fatality or even an alleged fatality from the Chinese flu. So the president was very much an early bird in that regard. And that, by the way, that was a very good thing to do, to ban travel from Red China. Great, great move. One of the best things he did. And he was the first guy. He was the early guy in the whole world. And he was all alone. This is when he was going on his own judgment, his own estimation of things, which is spot on. And he replicated that early right decision with another today, which is that he put a ban on immigration into the United States. Great. Great. Total freak out. Automatic, you know, like knee jerk, like when the doctor hits your knee with the his hammer there. Okay, your knee automatically goes forward. If it doesn't, something's wrong. Yes, medicine has reached high levels, has it not, folks? The doctor hits your knee with a hard hammer and your knee moves and he observes that. Oh, my goodness. This level of sophistication is mind-boggling. That's medicine that obeys the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. First, do no harm. Don't kill the patient. They should spend more days on that at medical school. I don't know how much time they do spend with the Hippocratic Oath. Anyway, that was a good move today by the president. So we've got to get this thing rolling. I'm looking at my caller board. I don't see any calls, but I will put you on as soon as you call in. I'm going to amaze you. I'm going to turn you into a believer. Some of you have waited, folks. Some people have waited to get on the air on this show for a whole hour and didn't get on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, jeez. I apologize to one and all for that. Here's some good news. I'm looking at the president's Twitter account today. Just rolled over to 78 million followers. And this is according to Twitter themselves. So who knows how many followers he actually has or how many people tried to follow his account unsuccessfully. Because it's a given, is it not, that the people at Twitter hate Donald Trump. It's possible there are some people that like him there, but the statistics are amazing for these social media companies. Let me see if I can recall a couple here right off the top of my head. They don't, with the limited tools that we have with which to peer inside of the social media companies, it's pretty ugly what you see. For example, everybody who makes political contributions, and I forget the exact details, but I think it's any contribution of $100 or more. Is that it? Is that the standard, or is it a little higher? $100 or more, you have to register a couple of things about you, the donor, with the Federal Election Commission. Your name and your company. Not much information. I don't think you have to give your address or anything like that. But you have to give your name and your company, maybe an address, not a home address. But anyway, what that enables you to do with the database is you can search Google. You can go into the database, put in your parameter, Google employee, political contributions, and then you can put in. You can find out in a second how many contributed to a Democrat, because you have to put that on your contribution. You have to put the name of the candidate and his party. And then you can search how many Republican candidates were the recipient of $100 or more contributions from Google employees. Well, the answer that comes back, now this is a company with a bazillion employees. I'll go look it up in a second, but let's just make up a number. Let's just say 100,000. It's a big, big company. It's none. None. Every contribution from a Google person was to a Democrat. What? Now, on some of this, I could be off by, a couple, one or two or something. But it's mind-bogglingly, impossibly, can't be a coincidence, weird. Meaning, to be an employee at Google, you are somehow they smell you. You have to lift up your arms. They smell under your armpits or something. Maybe you have to take your shirt off. Maybe they look at you. Maybe they poke you and squeeze you different places. But they figure out that you're a left-wing Democrat or a right-wing Republican. And if you're a right-wing Republican, you ain't going to be working at that company, boys and girls. You'll never work in that town. It's unbelievable. I'll even use their favorite word, discrimination. It's discrimination. Yeah, you better believe it's discrimination. They want only left-wing people working there. This is true also at Facebook, where Mark Zuckerberg, this guy, he was unbelievable yesterday, revealing how left-wing is Facebook. So I should never ask. At Facebook, they are deleting posts from anybody who is organizing a patriotic rally against the shutdown. A patriotic rally just where you as an American are going to come to, let's say, your town square at your in your town, and you're going to drive your car, you're going to take that wedding, the paint from that you put on your car windows for a wedding, you're going to paint on there, make America great or keep America great. I'm not quite sure we've made it great yet or again. We tried, and then but your post will be removed, and if you keep at it, your account will be deleted, because Mark Zuckerberg had the, I don't know, what is the appendage that you have to say something like this? He said that if you support protests on Facebook against the lockdown. The left loves the lockdown. That's a good bumper sticker. The left loves lockdowns. LLL. I'm a leftist and I love lockdowns. If you protest them, that is, and let me give you the exact, you're not going to believe it. Mark Zuckerberg. What a weird looking guy. I mean, if you needed. If you're doing a movie about, you know, the invasion of the Martians. If you were doing War of the Worlds and you needed some actors from central casting for the role of Martian, oh, Zuckerberg would be just a shoo-in. You got to put Zuckerberg up on the screen, and no makeup needed. Not even really with that shirt his mother puts him in. I don't think he even needed costuming, wardrobe. Just the guy's a threefer. You get the costume, the makeup, and the Martian. When the guy owns Facebook. And here's what he said about, I know I'm stringing you out here, I apologize. He said that, let me try to remember, because I'm trying to remember the phrase he used. It's, hang on just a second. It's harmful misinformation. Any post trying to organize a public rally against the lockdown is harmful misinformation. Ooh. Ooh. And so it's his obligation. It's his Martian duty to remove such a post from his. Yeah, it's his. It's all mine. I own Facebook. And what, genius? I don't think so. He's a guy who, I think a friend of his in college, wasn't even his idea, had the idea of putting up a social page for his college class, and they created it with, you know, software that was out there available for, you know, free, and it took off. And then through a series of, you know, how do they do it? How do these leftists take over these huge companies? But through a variety of probably predatory practices, he owns Facebook. He didn't invent anything. He didn't create anything. He didn't break into a sweat or, you know, hammer some boards together. And he's one of the richest guys in the universe and most powerful. Anyway, so here he is, Donald Trump, who has worked a few days in his life and works every day harder than any of us. He now is at 78 million followers. And here's his live press briefing. Let me hit refresh on that for today, which had many millions of people watching it. There it is. He salutes a new book. I'm just going to go through just a quick survey of some of his tweets today. Do you remember Tom Homan, H-O-M-A-N? He's the former director of ICE, appointed so by Donald Trump. He's great. He's been on national TV many times. The guy is a great patriot for securing our border. And the president says, great new book just out by the former director of ICE, Tom Homan. So, you know, this is quite a thing. You know, if somebody writes a book like Tom Homan, who's not very famous or so on, no guaranteed sales at all with that name Tom Homan. Well, Donald Trump just rocketed that book into the stars with that tweet. Find another great tweet here. Here's a tweet that he retweeted. Somebody named Don, as in the dawning of the day, Michael, PhD, she tweeted, and her hashtag, her name on Twitter is @sexcounseling. I love it. The president is just so great. So he retweets @sexcounseling. And gee, how many of these demon rats really, 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 really need some serious sex counseling? I think they need that a lot more than they need a coronavirus test. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Yeah, that's big bad Donald John Trump, that is. I'll tell you what, he's broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Big but bad. More importantly, he's sharp as a tack. And look at his tweets today. It's just an onslaught of brilliance. Let me read you a couple of them. And wait. I'm breaking my pledge here. Tom in Utah is waiting to get on the air, and I'm making him wait. Tom, I apologize. You're on the air.
James, I don't want you to worry. As those squad cars surround your car with that SWAT team, the COVID SWAT team.
Oh, yeah.
We're a little concerned that you sound a little suspicious. You may be carrying the virus. Don't worry about that chain going around your door and the sound of that welder, securing your door.
Is that why I see those police dogs in my front yard?
Yeah. We don't want you to open your window because you could infect South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Canada. Oh, man. We've got to put a stop to this. You are dangerous.
I do my show from up here on the second floor where I've got windows all over the place, and I've got a 360-degree view. So, wow, I'm going to keep my eyes out for that.
You better put on your mask right now.
Oh, they can see me through the window. That's right.
Oh, yeah, you're up there in the tower. Yeah,
Put that mask on. Oh, yeah, get my hands out where they can see them.
anyway,
a microphone looks an awful lot like a gun. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Hey, Tom, I appreciate the humor. And, of course, folks, we do need some dark humor in these dark days as far as our economy is concerned. And I appreciate it. Tom, you're loving it. I know that the president banned immigration into the United States. That's kind of a bold move up there. Catch him by surprise.
Yeah, that's interesting that we get to finally have that happen.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get carried away. I didn't say we get to have it happen. I get to say he wrote it out on a piece of paper. Unfortunately, folks, and this is, you know, you got to get used to this part of the deal. Donald Trump, the distance between what Donald Trump tries to do and getting it done is a ways. So, you know, the illegals, the illegales, the cartel members and so on, they're going to keep coming into the United States. Not in quite the numbers as they used to, but this is a long haul. For us to actually gain control of our borders is you're going to have to. That's not a sprint event here on the track team. This is a distance event. So, go ahead,
James.
Yeah,
we might want to thank these Spanish radio stations because they're talking nonstop about the virus here. So if I'm individual on the other side of the border and I'm picking up the radio stations in America, I don't think I want to come here.
Yeah. Now, by the way, speaking about Mexicans who are up here, to give you an example of how stupid the approach to the killer virus is, and also I'm speaking about the Mexicans working at meatpacking plants everywhere in the United States. Some of these meatpacking plants, like Tyson Meatpacking.
Be careful. You're talking about one of my family's Springfield meats.
Yeah, that's right. You're thinking Smithfield.
Smithfield, I'm sorry. Yeah, Smithfield. Yeah, yep. E.R. Miller up here in Cashville. You're up in Logan, north of me. That was my family's, my mother's side of the family's operation, and they sold it off to the Chinese. But
oh my.
All the people working there were the products of what's called global employment.
Right. This is little known facts. The Chinese have worked very hard to secure their supply of pork because they love pork in China, and they can't eat their own pork because it's so bad. So they want to buy American pork, and they do buy the boatload. And Smithfield and Tyson and others supply that pork and other meats as well. And so to secure
it.
The Chinese believe in vertical integration. What does that mean? That's a nice word for monopoly. So they like to buy the pigs in the field, in the yard. They like to buy the meat processing plant. They like to buy the shipping companies that deliver it, and the marketing companies. They own it all. And then the only thing you and I get to do is we get to work on the assembly line in the Chinese vertically integrated operation. That's where they want to take us. That's where they were headed until Donald Trump came along. And they were way along on that path. But now let's give you an update and to show you how stupid this coronavirus garbage is. At Smithfield plants and at Tyson plants, and there's another one called JB Meats, at these plants, they've testing. We've got to have, you know, I got to watch out here before I open my show with the engineer. I go, testing, 1, 2, 3. He might get confused, and we might both test each other for a coronavirus. This is the new mantra, is testing. And we'll talk about that in just a moment here. $25 billion pledged to that today. And I'll tell you how stupid that is right after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got
to beware. Hey, we're being wary here. This is the Trump phenomenon, and we're talking with Tom there in Utah. You can call in if you like, folks, at 800-313-9443. Tom, I'll tell you what, the president today is just ripping in his tweets on a particular subject. He's pushing it into the news as the left tries to hide it from the news. You know, the John Durham investigation in as a federal prosecutor into the felonies committed by the left, starting with Obama and all of his attorneys general and the inherited agents within the executive branch that Donald Trump had to deal with as he came in. All of that investigation is now breaking. It's big, big news. And John Durham looks as if he is going to deliver. He is actually going to file some indictments against some of the criminals. And one of the nice things that will happen, once you go after one of these people like James Comey or Andrew McCabe or Peter Strzok, just pick any one of them. Once you get one of them on the run with serious federal charges facing imprisonment, watch the rats turn on each other. So even if John Durham doesn't indict, let's say, all of them, if he indicts several of them, and these are the big dogs, not the little guys, if he indicts a few of the kingpins, they will turn on each other. Well, you can expect it. Let's put it that way. You can expect them to turn on each other to try to avoid prison. These are people of low character, after all. I mean, would a person of high character become James Comey or Peter Strzok? I mean, the question answers itself. These are people of low character. Oh, I love what the president said. Oh, I don't have this clip for you. Oh, okay, let me remember it. I heard it yesterday. The president spoke these words yesterday in his press conference, which is not limited to just the Chinese virus. He spoke about the media, and the way he said, that's why I apologize for not having the clip ready for you. The way he said it, I'll try to imitate it with my voice. He said, of the media people, some of whom he was looking at right in front of him, he said, these people are scum. And he just, the word came out, scum. He said that word scum several times. And it's just, it's breathtakingly wonderful, folks. And it's done so often by the president that it's taken for granted now. But don't do that, because you've never heard a presidential figure or anybody at the top level ever call the press scum. These people are scum. It was just wonderful. But that scum is trying to hide John Durham and the breaking cases. So the president is featuring him on his Twitter account today, and it's apparently wonderful what is about to come out, the indictments that really are going to happen. Let me read you a couple of his tweets. He says here, he is retweeting one of the real heroes of our cause, Greg Jarrett, at Fox. Greg Jarrett is the legal analyst at Fox. I should be mentioning his name whenever I talk about Hannity, Carlson, and remember, I add Steve Hilton now. Hilton's a patriot. Greg Jarrett is one of the patriots there. And he is keeping really close tabs on Judicial Watch and another patriot, Tom Fitton. And get this late development, folks. Tom Fitton, as the president of Judicial Watch, has secured from a court a subpoena against, yes, Google, for the Hillary Clinton deleted emails. Ooh. Now, folks, catch this aspect of it. You know, many times the crucial piece of evidence in a case that would just knock the case, you know, just make the case, is sitting right out, you know, it's like a spent bullet that's sitting right there in the middle of the room on the carpet. Nobody noticed it. You know, in the JFK, I don't know if this is real evidence or not, but remember, somebody found a bullet on his stretcher as they're bringing JFK in. Somebody said they found a bullet next to him. Now, that was probably a planted bullet. I mean, it could have been. But, I mean, evidence is that obvious sometimes. And so Tom Fitton, it occurred to him that, you know, as we learned that Google has copies of everything we've ever sent, just like the NSA, they don't delete anything ever, unless it's a patriotic post. Then they delete it, but keep a copy. So Fitton has gotten a subpoena to Google for the Clinton emails. Now, folks, look at how tight their jockstrap just got at Google. I mean, they got to be grinning here, right? Because, I mean, their choice is this: if they have the emails, they're going to have to either cough them up or lie. And also, if they just choose to lie, actually, they have to imitate Hillary herself, the witch, who launched the witch hunt. And the president tweeted that today. He said, isn't it great that the person who launched the witch hunt is the witch? Yes.
I'll get you. You and your little dog, too.
That's Hillary. So is Google going to delete?
Are we going to delete Hillary's emails?
Yes, they, and if they do that, Well, the leadership of Google would have to go to prison. That's a serious crime. So anyway, so that kind of neat stuff is happening. And, you know, you say to yourself, is anybody going to notice in the middle of this cooked up hysteria over the Chinese flu? Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, this would be such a huge breaking story right now. And one of the reasons that the media is loving the lockdown, I love that, the left loves the lockdown, is because it diverts attention away from things that they knew were coming, like John Durham investigating at the behest of Bill Barr, investigating the left. So that's kind of exciting. Let me read you a tweet or two. Tom may still be with us, and I'll be reading to Tom as well. Let's see, he says...
By the way, James...
Yes, Tom.
James, quietly behind all of this is the appointment of new judges.
Yes. Yes, and the president has appointed, I forget the total, but it's a huge number of judges. These are federal district judges, folks. These are big deals. And so
they
that's one
to
of the...
Be in place to they have to be in place to prosecute all this.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And you, and folks, so remember...
Donald is not a dummy.
That's
He's
good.
Not
yes.
a dummy.
Yeah, that's true. The... He tweets here, he tweets that, well, there's so many good tweets here. Let me get up. I scrolled too far down. His tweets are in the thousands, folks. In fact, I'll hit refresh to see if he's got a new one. He tweets on why I tweet today. And now I got to find that tweet. I know it's there, but it's buried among, you know, a multitude of tweets. He says, I'm going to try reading it to you because he is, you want to hear him, not me. Here's one. He tweets this at sex counseling, Dawn Michael, PhD. He retweets her how apropos that the witch is behind the witch hunt. And then he tweets, I'll get it here. He said, I've had great ratings my whole life. There's nothing unusual about that for me. The White House news conference ratings are through the roof. Higher than Monday Night Football. Of course, that doesn't exist. Higher than the Bachelor finale, higher than the New York Times. He says, but I don't care about that. And then here's the sentence I wanted to bring to you. I care about going around the fake news to the people. That's what he's doing. So if you're wondering, you know, is there a plan to all of this? As Tom just said, he's no dummy. Yes, there is. I care about going around the fake news to the people. And everybody's watching these conferences. So when he says these news people out here, they're fake news, they're liars, and they're scum. This is going to stick in people's minds. They're going to remember that they heard their president say, these people are scum. And they're not going to listen to him in the same way after having heard that hundreds of times from the president. And it's really interesting watching the facial expressions from these scum, which is what they are, when they can't cut him off. See, you, me, Tom in Utah there, they can cut us all off. They can delete our accounts. They can close our websites. You know, they can put the police dogs in the front yard. They can do all of these things. But they can't do it to Donald Trump. This is what they're really, really upset about. They try. By the way, if you watched his press conference yesterday, there was one woman who he says, who do you work for? To her. It turned out it was CBS. But she was, she wouldn't answer. He says, who do you work for? She was yelling at him. Yes, yelling at the president and interrupting him and cutting him off. She's used to that dictatorial power, that Gulag archipelago power that the left loves she, you know, inappropriately was exerting it against the president because he's a right winger. So she jumps at the opportunity to yell or shout at you or the president and cut you off or the president. But it looks stupid. It looks so stupid on public TV. He's exposing them because we, the American people, we get to see this. Nobody from CBS, I mean a nobody, thinking she's better than the president. She's his moral superior, and she can scold him and cut him off and chop him up. So here is I'll just share another tweet or two with you. He says, it is amazing. He tweets this today. It is amazing that I became president of the United States with such a totally corrupt and dishonest, lamestream media going after me all day and all night. Either I'm really good, far better than the fake news wants to admit, or they don't have nearly the power as once thought. Folks, that's brilliant writing. Shakespeare couldn't write that any better than that right there. That's a powerful thought. And he's like Mozart, you know, who just would, you know, he'd grab a scrap of, well, he didn't even need paper. Mozart didn't even need to write down his songs and his pieces. He was so brilliant. It was all in his head. He just needed a piano so he could play it. Trump is the same way. He just, brilliant sparks like this just fly off of his mind. He says this, here's the previous tweet today, another tweet today. Watched the first 5 minutes of poorly rated Morning Psycho on MSDNC. Okay, now, do you know what the reference is there, folks? Do you know what the reference is, Morning Psycho, Tom?
I don't.
Okay, well, good. It's good. I'm glad to hear that. In other words, you don't watch Morning Joe on MSNBC.
Well, remember, the boys in D.C., how to say, fixed my ability to watch anything.
Okay, good. Well, good. Good for you. So, but he refers to Morning Joe, which is Joe Scarborough, who, by the way, is the former Rhino Republican congressman from the 1st District of Florida, which is now represented by a real patriot, Matt Gaetz. But Joe Scarborough, you're not going to believe this, folks. He used to be the U.S. Republican congressman from the 1st District of Florida, where I used to live, in Panama City Beach. Oh, boy, is that beach nice there. And that's the moniker for that part of the country. It's called the Redneck Riviera. And it is both of those things. Anyway, oh, that clear azure water. Ooh. Anyway, he says, I don't know, I don't want to give that up to Mexico anytime soon. He says, watch the first 5 minutes of poorly rated Morning Psycho on MSDNC, not MSNBC, just to see if he is as nuts as people are saying. He's worse. Such hatred and contempt. He says, I used to do his show all the time before the 2016 election, then cut him off. It wasn't worth the effort. His mind is shot. I mean, imagine if you're Joe Scarborough and you get that tweet written about you. I mean, that's got to sting, folks. He says, he then tweets that he is, I am signing an executive order to temporarily suspend immigration into the United States. It's nice. It's a 60-day order. And let me find another winner today. They're all winners. He endorses a whole string of candidates. He says, he talks about this, that, and the other pieces of legislation. And, here he talks about Greg Jarrett. FBI repeatedly warned Steele dossier fed by Russian misinformation. Newly declassified notes provide the most sweeping evidence to date that the Comey FBI ignored and kept from the court's red flags. And then here's Greg Jarrett, retweeted by the president, vaulted from obscurity into spotlight brilliance. Greg Jarrett going to all 78 million Trump supporters in this on Twitter. Does Google have Hillary Clinton's bleach bit emails? Ooh, inquiring minds want to know. And that's backed now by a subpoena in the hands of Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. And just to, you know, stress to you how important your support of patriot causes is, folks. There's only one. There should be many of them, but there's only one Judicial Watch. And without Tom Fitton, there wouldn't even be one. It's like RBN, John Stadtmiller. Support these lone people who create these patriot enterprises. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was wrong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along.
Hey, folks, let's rush right into this one. I got a Tom in Utah. Thank you for calling. Let's go to, I love this moniker here, Rattlebone in Colorado Springs. Rattlebone, what's on your mind?
Good evening, Mr. Kelso. I get very nervous on the phone. Usually I don't stutter, but and I talk fast, and I forget what I'm going to say. So I wrote down a couple points that I'm hoping you might be able to address.
Okay, make sure you start, because of my, it's my fault we have a little time. Start with your top point. Go ahead.
My top point. To preface that point, I want to give you
by the way,
what's that?
I'll tell you what. I talk more than anybody. I talk too much. So what I do, here's how I do it for myself. If I want to tell people what my top point is, I skip right to my last point, because I'm usually building, and then I go to my last point, which is my real point. So go to your last point. Go ahead.
Roger that. So if Trump is such a businessman, why did he approve this second bill of bailout? And the reason why that second part of what I wanted to ask came about.
Okay, now hang on. Let me answer that. Let me answer it real quickly. This applies to a lot of things that Trump has had to do during this media-generated hysteria over the Chinese flu. This guy is having to do things that if you examine them, you know, just with a microscope by themselves, you go, you ask questions like the one you just did. Well, why did he do this? Well, why did he do that? And you have to put yourself in his shoes to understand how brilliant his moves have been. Let me just generalize. Hang on, because you and I, we're out here, Rattlebone, we're out here in the peanut gallery. So you and I could just shoot. Hang on, listen to me. We can shoot our mouths off. Not you, but me. Okay. But if you're president of the United States, if you put yourself in his shoes, I, for instance, think the whole thing, the whole approach to this flu has been wrong. But the president really, really didn't have the freedom to do that. And it would take a whole show, and we'll do that maybe tomorrow or someday. We'll talk about why he doesn't have that freedom, why he had to do what all these other presidents of all these other countries did. If he went solo, as he has on so many things, like building a wall, he can't go solo on everything because he, as he said, as he commented, he has the entire lamestream media racked up against him. And so he has to pick his shots. He can't take them all. So to answer your question, why did he sign this latest bailout of money? And it's a very innovative strategy. It's a humongous, it's a god awful amount of money. It goes against every fiber and instinct in his body to print that much money, because that's exactly how it's being done. It's Federal Reserve money, and they're just basically running the printing press. And they're just they got a dial there on the printing press at the Federal Reserve, and you can set it to thousands or millions or billions.
Right.
Well, you know what?
Right.
They don't even have a mark for thousands on their meter there, because the lowest amount they deal in is a billion, but they just set it on trillion and then started printing. So Rattlebone. Now you've got a rain check here for, you know, coming back on the show tomorrow night. So call as soon as you can. We're out of time, folks, and thanks for joining us. I think we covered a few good points. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.